This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In addition to giving you free money, there are other ways we try to get you to listen to our show.
Okay.
And I told you about a consultant that we met with who told us we need to share at least one fact with you each day on the program that you will take home with you and that you will talk about to other people. Yesterday we mentioned people climbing Mount Everest.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me.
That they that there's actually dead people along the way that are little road markers or signs of how far they've gotten up, and those bodies remain there permanently because it's too dangerous to get them out.
Yeah.
And of course they're frozen, so they're preserved.
You reminded us too, or I do remember the one other thing you said.
The barcodes.
Barcodes, they read the white, not the black part of the barcodes.
And that's because the laser actually reflects off the white part, and the black part of the barcode absorbs the light.
So that actually worked yesterday. I remember that one, Tom, and I told everybody I knew.
All right.
Should have seen me shopping yesterday. I'm like, I saw so many eye rolls.
I bet you did. He wasn't even the roll section either.
No.
All right, so here are some more facts that maybe one of these will resonate with you and you will take it throughout the day with you. All right, I looked these up on the internet. I believe most of them to be true.
All right.
Dogs like squeaky toys because the sound reminds them of a small animal being killed.
Oh, wow. Huh.
If you think about it, they're biting on it and shaking it, and it makes a squeaking noise.
Yeah.
It's exactly like Heidi just did.
Yeah, but my dog, sometimes she wasn't acting like she was trying to kill it. She
Tom's dog either. Tom's dog.
Yeah.
When your dog, when there's like a dog toy squeaking in your house, your dog is over in the corner behind a plant doing something it shouldn't.
Well,
and he's like, and you know, its little head's like looking around, like making sure no one's looking at
him. He doesn't care if you watch.
Sometimes he's right in the middle of the floor doing it. And I'm like, Tom,
well,
teach your dog to stop and like do something about that because people don't want to see it.
It took me a long time to teach him to do that.
Okay.
Now, your kids, though, I mean, honestly, your kids see that.
People grow up on farms and see far worse.
Yeah, all right.
Do you let your dog just go or do you stop him?
How are you going to stop him?
I had to stop Daisy because she wasn't going to do that.
I'm sorry.
And, and I have a female dog.
Well,
that's
you know what?
Strange.
That's your own fault.
But she doesn't do it anymore.
Tom's like, watch this, watch this.
That's mean. That's just mean. Take away that dog's little enjoyment. All right.
Okay.
Another fact that you might take with you. Romans used crushed mouse brains as toothpaste.
I heard that Romans used urine for toothpaste.
Okay, well, I've got a picture here that I will show you, Hawk.
What it looks like?
Hold on, the mouse brains.
I know what the other one looks like.
Yeah, here, look, there's the mouse brains.
Oh, okay.
Gives a whole new meaning to when in Rome.
Yeah, don't do as the Romans
I'm not going to do that.
So they had toothbrushes back then, too.
That's a questionable. I found these on the internet. Not all of them have been checked carefully.
Because how hard is it to get a mouse brain?
Well, back then they had a lot of mice running around. That's why they had cats.
But the mice brains are so little.
That's why they used them for toothpaste.
And, I mean, it's already hard enough to get toothpaste out of that tube. I'm like, imagine getting the toothpaste or the brains out of a mouse. Do you you set it down and you take your toothbrush,
you roll it up,
squeeze from the bottom.
Yeah, the brain comes out.
Gross. Wrong, yes.
That's gross. I'm sorry.
I'll look it up. I'll check that one. All right.
I don't believe that one.
If you were to live to be the oldest person alive, then everyone on Earth, none of them would have been alive when you were born. Everyone that was alive when you were born would be dead. The whole planet would have been replaced with new people except you.
Wow.
I don't get that one. That's like one of those.
Well, that's like when you go to a reunion.
Okay.
There's only like 10 people left when you get really, really old.
Well, you see like there's, you know, survivors of certain wars and stuff. This is the last sole survivor.
Yeah, I'm not gonna explain it to you, but
it's
a fact. All right, the average number of skeletons in a human body is greater than one because of pregnancy.
Hmm?
There are women walking around right now with an extra skeleton in their body.
Oh.
And so that brings the average to a little bit above one.
I was thinking two closets.
See, I'm not following that one. There's 206 bones in the body, right?
What does that have to do with a skeleton?
The skeleton has 206 bones.
Okay.
Duh.
Okay.
Oh, my. These tips, these little things to remember.
Today's are going harder than I thought. Yesterday went well.
But I don't understand that one.
All right. Maybe let me try to find some that are easy.
Well, those are two for after class you can discuss with Tom.
Right. I need a tutor. I need a tutor on this, don't I?
All right. Here's one. Your belly button is just your old mouth.
No, I don't agree.
Well,
no,
it is.
That's how you get food
as a baby. That's how you got your nutrients whenever you were inside your mama.
It's not your
mouth.
It was your old mouth.
You know what? Try to put a straw in that.
And just think of eating with your belly button.
Yeah. What if your belly button had little teeth?
Exactly. Yeah.
It is about table height.
Yeah, and it's right by your stomach.
Just scoop it on in.
Yeah. All right. Maybe one of those will. Oh, one last tidbit here. People who freeze to death are sometimes found naked because as you near dangerously low levels of body heat, you get the sensation that you're burning up. So people sometimes who are freezing to death start taking off their clothes because they feel hot.
Wow.
Okay.
So maybe some of those people on Mount Everest are naked.
Oof. Frozen body
parts.
You know,
only you could turn this into a perverted, like, fact.
So my belly button's table height.
Yeah.
You could just scoop it in there.
I remember that one right there.
All right, we found Hawk's memorable one.
There you go. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.